Welcome to Walking with the Lord. This is a quiet space where we slow down, open scripture, and learn how to stay close to God. Today, we are reflecting on a powerful moment in John 6, the feeding of the 5,000. This story is often remembered as a miracle of provision, but it is also a lesson in stewardship. It shows us not only how God provides, but how He expects us to manage what He gives. As Jesus' ministry grew, large crowds began to follow Him. They had seen His miracles, heard His teachings, and came with expectation, but they also came with need. At one point, Jesus looked at the crowd and asked His disciples how they were going to feed everyone. Scripture tells us that Jesus already knew what He was going to do, so this question was not about information, but about revealing something deeper. Andrew then brought forward a young boy who had 5 loaves of bread and a few fish. From a human perspective, it was not enough. In fact, it seemed insignificant compared to the size of the crowd. Yet, that small offering became the starting point for a miracle. This teaches us something important. God can multiply even the little we have. Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed them. He did the same with the fish, and everyone ate until they were full. Not only that, but there were leftovers. 12 baskets were gathered after everyone had eaten. This shows us that God's provision is not limited by what we have. Instead, it is often revealed through our willingness to trust Him. What seems small in our hands can become more than enough in His. However, God's provision does not always begin with abundance. Sometimes it begins with something small, and that is intentional. We often expect God to provide everything all at once. We want the full answer right away. But in many cases, God starts with something small on purpose, whether it is a small opportunity, limited resources, or a simple step of obedience. At first, it may not seem like enough, but as we trust Him and remain faithful, we begin to see His provision unfold. Over time, we realize that He has been guiding, supplying, and multiplying all along. Even in difficult seasons, God is still working. He may provide in ways we do not expect, but He is always present and always faithful. This story does not stop at provision. It also teaches us about stewardship. After everyone had eaten, Jesus told His disciples to gather the leftovers so that nothing would be wasted. Even in abundance, there was intention. Even in overflow, there was order. This reminds us that God's blessings are not meant to be handled carelessly. They are entrusted to us. Everything we have, including our time, resources, and relationships, is something God has placed in our hands, and stewardship is how we manage those things. It is easy to assume that once God provides abundantly, we no longer need to be careful, but this passage shows us the opposite. Abundance does not remove responsibility. It increases it. What God gives us should be handled with gratitude, awareness, and purpose. Over time, our perspective begins to shift. We stop seeing what we have as something we own, and we begin to see it as something we have been entrusted with. This understanding begins to shape how we live. If everything belongs to God, then we are simply stewards managing what He has given. This affects our decisions, shapes our priorities, and changes what we value. Instead of focusing only on earthly success, we begin to focus on what truly lasts. We make choices that honor God and serve others, because the ultimate goal is to build treasures in heaven where thieves cannot steal. At the same time, God does care about our lives here on earth. He provides, He blesses, and He gives. However, those blessings are not meant to pull our focus away from eternity. They are meant to be held with open hands. This is why stewardship requires intentionality. It means being mindful of how we spend our time, how we use our resources, and how we respond to what God places in front of us. As we grow in this, we begin to hold loosely to temporary things and place greater value on what truly matters. Over time, we begin to see every blessing differently, not as something to own, but as something entrusted to us for a greater purpose. When we reflect on John 6, we see a complete picture. God provides, God multiplies, and God entrusts. Our role is not just to receive, but to steward what we have been given. So today, take a moment to reflect. What has God placed in your hands? Are you trusting Him to multiply it? And are you managing it well? Remember that what may seem small in your hands can become significant in God's hands, and what God multiplies, He calls you to steward with care. Stay faithful in what you have, trust Him for what you need, and steward every blessing with purpose. Continue walking faithfully and growing deeply in His Word at walkingwiththelord.net.